Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Am I the Reason I'm Not Getting Pregnant? The Fearlessly Fertile Method for Clearing the Blocks Between You and Your Baby is a non-fiction fertility and self-help book by Roseanne Austin, written with Bernie S. Siegel, MD. It focuses on the psychological and emotional dimension of conception rather than on medical treatment alone. The book is built around Austin's Fearlessly Fertile Method, which is presented as a framework for identifying and clearing the fear, self-doubt, pressure, and control patterns that can intensify the stress of trying to conceive. Its purpose is not to replace medical care, but to complement a fertility journey by helping readers change how they think, react, and relate to the process. The book is especially aimed at women who have already tried many practical interventions and still feel stuck, anxious, or responsible for the outcome. In that sense, it occupies a distinctive place in fertility literature, part mindset guide, part emotional support resource, and part structured coaching tool. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Fearlessly Fertile Method as a mindset framework for infertility. The book is organized around Roseanne Austin's Fearlessly Fertile Method, E, as the simpire to all, which gives readers a structured way to examine the mental habits that can develop during a difficult fertility journey. Rather than treating mindset as a vague encouragement to stay positive, the method frames it as a practical operating system how a reader interprets setbacks, how she talks to herself, and how much emotional control she believes she must maintain. That makes the book different from more generic fertility advice. Its central claim is that the experience of trying to conceive is shaped not only by biology and treatment, but also by the internal pressure created by fear and uncertainty. By giving that pressure a name and a method for responding to it, the book tries to replace spiraling self-criticism with a more deliberate and stable approach to the journey. Secondly, why control-oriented personalities are a major focus. A recurring theme in the book is the experience of high-achieving, control-oriented women who struggle when fertility does not respond to planning, research, or effort. This focus is important because the book is not written for a general audience only. It speaks directly to readers who are used to solving problems through discipline and optimization. In fertility, that habit can become counterproductive when every result feels uncertain and every delay invites more self-monitoring. The book appears to address the emotional consequences of that mismatch, including frustration, hypervigilance, and self-blame. Its value lies in recognizing that these personality patterns are not flaws, but they can become liabilities in a situation that demands tolerance for uncertainty. That analytical lens helps explain why the book resonates with readers who feel that they are already doing everything possible, yet still cannot stop feeling responsible. Thirdly, trading fear and self-blame for a more stable sense of agency. One of the book's clearest aims is to help readers move away from the question of whether they are the reason they are not getting pregnant. That question captures a common psychological trap in infertility. When effort does not lead to results, the mind often searches for personal fault. Austin's method responds by shifting the emphasis from blame to agency. The goal is not to deny difficulty or guarantee outcomes, but to reduce the emotional damage caused by obsessive self-evaluation. This matters because chronic self-blame can intensify stress, narrow judgment, and make it harder to sustain treatment, relationships, and daily functioning. The book's practical value comes from reframing agency as something more realistic than control. Readers are encouraged to focus on what they can influence, while accepting what remains outside their command. That distinction is one of the book's most useful conceptual contributions to fertility self-help. Fourthly, practical relationship and support strategies during the fertility journey. The book does not stay at the level of private thoughts alone. It also discusses practical changes in the reader's environment and relationships, including the idea of building a supportive bump squad and strengthening the partnership around the fertility process. This is significant because infertility is often experienced as a relational stress test, not only an individual struggle. Support can be inconsistent, and conversations with partners, friends, or family can either reduce or amplify pressure. By including relational strategies, the book acknowledges that emotional stability is partly shaped by social context. The emphasis on a bump squad suggests a deliberate effort to curate support rather than hope it appears naturally. Similarly, improving communication with a partner can reduce the sense of isolation that often accompanies treatment cycles and uncertainty. These elements give the book a broader application than self-talk alone, because they connect mindset work to the concrete realities of daily life. Lastly, a coaching-style fertility book that blends humor, reassurance, and challenge. The book is described as practical, relatable, and often humorous, which matters because fertility books can otherwise feel clinical, abstract, or emotionally heavy. Austin's coaching background shapes the tone and structure, making the book feel less like a detached commentary and more like guided intervention. That approach is useful for readers who want actionable reflection rather than medical explanation alone. The inclusion of thought-provoking challenges also suggests that the book asks readers to test habits and assumptions, not simply absorb information. This gives the book an interactive quality it is designed to be used, not just read. At the same time, the tone appears to balance reassurance with directness, which helps it speak to readers in a vulnerable state without becoming sentimental. Compared with more medically-centered fertility titles, its distinct strength is that it treats emotional readiness, behavioral patterns, and support systems as part of the fertility conversation itself. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel overwhelmed by infertility, especially women who have already pursued tests, treatments, supplements, or lifestyle changes and still feel stuck. It will likely be most useful for those who recognize themselves in the high control, high responsibility pattern that the book addresses directly. The practical benefit is not a medical solution, but a clearer way to manage fear, reduce self-blame, and approach the fertility journey with more steadiness. Intellectually, the book stands out because it treats mindset as a concrete part of the fertility experience rather than as a vague wellness add-on. Compared with many books in the fertility genre, it is less focused on diagnosis or protocol, and more focused on the emotional mechanics of trying to conceive under prolonged uncertainty. That makes it distinctive for readers who want both support and structure. Its strongest contribution is the combination of coaching style, relational awareness, and a specific method for working through the blocks that can make infertility feel more isolating and more personal than it needs to be. If you would like to support Roseanne Austin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.